Hello, everyone. I hope everyone is doing well. In this episode, I wanted to talk about something that I have been passionate about, like over the past year and a half or so, definitely since I've been on this break from school. And that is a true soft life and exuding all that that, you know, entails and comes with. And as I was preparing the research for this, because I feel like talking opinionated is great, you know, talking straight from opinion and perspective is wonderful. I think it is helpful to myself, for one, for the direction that I go when piecing together this content, as well as enlightening both myself and, you know, the listenership onto information that we might not be keen on or privy to. So, I came across an article that was written, and it entailed a lot of great information regarding the whole soft life, and it was done by The Insider, a blogging type company, and one of their writers, Brianna Holt, is the one who took care of this piece, and it honestly opened my eyes to a lot more deeper than what my understanding and just approach to the whole soft life aesthetic or conversation is. And if you aren't even aware of what soft life is, it can be a loaded description depending on who you might speak to about it. And I don't at all want this to be a racially driven conversation. I definitely will say that it is important to be mindful about the differentiation of what this entails for certain cultures compared to others. And in this article, it did entail quite a bit of similarity between the white culture and the black culture regarding a true soft life. And I wanted to mention too, it's probably a couple months ago now, but I reposted a video by, I forget what podcast it was, but Trap Yoga Bae, she's a black she is a black yoga instructor. I discovered her like 3 years ago. I was listening to the DeVal and Kadeem Ellis podcast. It's called Deadass. It's a husband and wife duo. They're so funny. They're funny. They are full of wisdom, advice. Like, it's so great. Which they are older. I think they're both like in their 40s or mid-40s. So they've definitely experienced life. So obviously their perspective and viewpoints is because they've lived quite a bit. But Trap Yoga Bae was on their podcast, and that's how I came of knowing her, and I do follow her now, but she's great, wonderful, posts really positive content herself. But she was on this podcast, and she was kind of poking fun at the whole soft life thing as of late. A lot of people do, from what I was reading in the comment section. Just when I saw the video, I was like, I wonder if other people are kind of like, this isn't quite what soft life is. And she was saying like, it was just a small excerpt. I didn't even watch the whole episode, but it was like on my explore page or whatever. And Trap Yoga Bae was like, I don't do anything for myself. Soft life. I let everyone else take care of everything. Soft life. The man controls everything, soft life. So she was saying it as basically as a woman, you just kind of like float through life, which is, you know, the furthest from the truth regarding soft life, which, you know, just like anything, it's conducive to the individual and what their, desire out of, you know, their desired outcome is different for each person. But one thing just to kick things off, and I'm quoting this from the article, but the soft life emerged from the Nigerian influencer community as a way to imagine what life can feel like apart from the realities of the black woman's labor. And I want to preface everything else moving forward by saying, like, obviously I'm speaking from a Black woman perspective. I am not, you know, I don't like to make things about race. I do think it's important, like I said in the beginning, to, you know, be mindful and understand that there is a difference in life for people who look different than each other. And I'm just going to keep it honest, like just being 100% honest about everything. But listening or, you know, stating this first bullet point that I grabbed from the article, for me, you know, that translates to being a woman, you have to work harder. And then, you know, being a Black woman on top of that is like triple harder. Been that way my whole life. It can get tiring. It's exhausting. I mean, think if you're an athlete on a team, like putting in all that work, that's why there is an off season. That's why you have bye weeks to regain and to regroup and to recuperate, get yourself back together. But as a reality of a Black woman, you don't necessarily have that opportunity in life. Even when you make it to, you know, where you want to be, or you check enough all your accolades and accomplishments. And more than anything too, like the whole soft life conversation came about from TikTok, of course, because TikTok is where everything is now. But it means doing things that you want to do. So whatever that looks like for, you know, my friend might not be what it looks like for me. Everyone's priority and necessity levels are totally different. And another thing that I took from the article was, some believe that embracing aspects of a soft life are important for Black women who are dealing with like stress and trauma, which I wanted to share too. My sister, she is a minister, and she preached at church about a month ago or so, and she was comparing stress and being overwhelmed. I forget what the scripture was. I forget what the sermon was about, all that. But stress is when, like, the definition for stress is like a lack of resources for what you need to accomplish or what you don't have access to. And then being overwhelmed, or no, feeling pressure. It was pressure and stress. Pressure is, you know, a great expectation on you. Your standards are, you know, the standards are very high, but you still have all your resources. So the comparison with that is like, you can be stressed about your car note coming up or your rent needing to be paid, and you may not have your finances, but it's because you lack that resource of financial support. But the pressure would be like needing your rent paid and your car note due. The pressure with that is like, it's at the same time, but you have your resources that you need. But that, I give that comparison too, because like it said, some believe embracing aspects of a soft life are important for Black women who are dealing with stress and trauma. Stress for Black women, it's like you have a lack of resources to turn to, which, now that I say that out loud, I mean, you have options of like therapy and counseling, but I think because when you're always the one who shows up for yourself, your lack is that resource of support, maybe. And trauma, obviously, you know, what you experienced growing up, your whole life, we all have experienced trauma, Black, white, Hispanic, Vietnamese, whatever, you know, your culture is, we've all experienced that. I feel like as Black women, though, it's a bit different. For example, like, I've been in stores where I don't feel comfortable because I just feel like, you know, the employees are walking around or like behind me or always ask me if I need help or something. So after you experience that you know, so many times, that can become traumatic. Or like even in the workplace, unfortunately, school, organizations that you're a part of, day-to-day, you know, shopping, whatever that might look like. And so I really just wanted to drive that point home to give a better understanding about that part that I pulled from the article, and just my, like, I chopped it up with a friend a bit ago. I can't remember how long ago, but I was speaking of Soft Life and I was explaining it as it's about being intentional. It's being intentional about catering to yourself, such as self-care, you know, doing what is deeper than just your necessity. And I think that too, another thing is like, for some people or some women, I don't really know that guys really tap into that Soft Life thing. Maybe it looks different or y'all term it differently. But the big question could be how, like, how do you do this? Cause I mean, I'm on TikTok every now and then. And I feel like one of the big things about the whole Soft Life thing for TikTok is it's just like this whole whimsical, like fairy tale type esque way to float through life. But the reality behind that is, like I said about catering to yourself, it could be self-care for some people. Like I said again, that's obviously conducive to that individual and what they feel like they need or want for their Soft Life aesthetic or whatever. But I feel like the answer to the how is like privilege of finances, like your social status, sources of income, or maybe even like who you're dating, like if they're the one taking care of your Soft Life expenses. And everyone's importances and like priorities are obviously different, or their lack of all those is totally different for each person. I also feel like Soft Life is like a struggle for some because of like where you might be in life. So, and I'll kind of touch on this again at the end of this episode. It'll kind of sound redundant, but it's for both points, both now and at the end. But like I was saying, like for some, because of where you are in life, some don't feel like they deserve it. And I talk from experience from when I first located to Georgia 5 years ago. And you can hit a burnout from that. Very like when I moved here, I didn't have a plan. I had $700 to my name, my bank account, didn't have a job, nothing at all. So like for my first 2.5 years or so, I didn't feel deserving of, you know, a life other than working and making money. Like that was it. That was a thought process that I had. So I definitely didn't feel like I needed Soft Life. It's like, what about my life needs to be soft right now when I don't even have my finances in order, you know? But I feel like because that's how we've been conditioned to think, and it's like just work and like make sure you have a mean of income, and then we ignore and neglect everything else that should also be a priority. And I mean, thinking that way, like only being, you know, hard work oriented, which is fine, but when you ignore like your mental health or taking time for yourself, and I mean that could be something as simple as going to Walmart and buying something for yourself, or getting frozen yogurt, like treating yourself, and you're not when you don't feel deserving of that and you only work, you hit a burnout. You have nowhere else to turn, and you've gassed out. It's just like, I'm so tired and exhausted, which obviously affects your mental and your emotional, your attitude, you know. And I was listening to The Poor Minds. It's so crazy because when I decided I wanted to do this, the ladies on that show, they're really great. Dre and Nicole and Lex P, they're Black women. They are from Houston, Texas. Or I don't know where Lex is from, but Drea is from Houston, born and raised, and she definitely has a Texas accent. but they relocated to Atlanta like right before the pandemic. So they were beginning podcasters who I definitely look up to now because they had this thing called Wine Down Wednesday where they would just like down a bottle of Barefoot and just be talking, and they would upload it on YouTube, and they were not getting a lot of plays, a lot of views or anything, but they stayed consistent, and now they like have their own tours and they travel, and they're signed to 85 South Show with Chico Bean and Carlos Miller, which is like a production company out of Atlanta. Those guys are on the Wild and Out show. But I've just loved like seeing their progress and their journey, which honestly I didn't know of them before, like, honestly, since I've been off work this past month or so from being let go, I don't even know. Oh, I was watching Lip Service with Angela Yee, and I came across
the episode where the Poor Minds hosts were the guests on the Angela Yee talk show. And I was like, these girls are really funny. Like, they know what they're talking about. I relate to them, they did all this. So I just started like binge watching all of them for like that whole week. And I literally fell in love with their podcast, their content, everything. So I kind of turned to them in times of like when I'm feeling blank or like I don't really know what direction I want to go with the next episode. But when I decided I wanted to talk about Soft Life because of just what I've been, you know, challenged with as of late and whatnot, I'm like, I want to talk about something that's, you know, like light and more positive and uplifting. So when I searched Poor Minds, this was like the third episode that came up because they have an episode called Soft Life. So I was like, I'm going to watch this and see what they're talking about. But I had already decided on this topic, so that was like really full circle situation. But listening to them, for them, it's an aesthetic about accepting help, which I think is really interesting. Which, I mean, I guess definitely in a way, like catering to yourself, like I said, whether that's, you know, your self-care or spending an extra 30 minutes in the morning with your skincare routine or spending 15 minutes extra before you leave the house to do positive affirmations in the mirror, whatever that looks like, it aids as help. And, you know, Lex was saying that, like, even if you don't need help and you're asked if you need help, just say yes, so that that's something else that you don't have to have on your plate so heavy with everything else that you have to take care of. So that was really, you know, kind of like made me turn my head, like, that's true. And she was saying, like, if you get in the habit of saying yes, that then when you do need to ask for help, it won't be as hard. Because honestly, I know most people don't really like to ask for help. I don't at all ask, and let alone if I would need to, I wouldn't want to. But also, just like touching on how it's different for each person, one thing that they were saying, and honestly, when they were saying, I was like, that kind of is true, is like, as a majority, Soft Life is promoted as like very materialistic and consumer based, like color schemes, nail styles, home pattern decor, vacating, like very consumer-esque driven, which I don't really get that because I'm not big on like that myself personally. And for me, Soft Life is more so centered around like, excuse me, spending time doing things that I enjoy, having those in my life that I don't feel like is a one-sided relationship. In a way, kind of doing whatever I want, giving myself love and making myself a priority, because with being so busy and, you know, having so much on my plate, it's easy to neglect like something as simple as just keeping keeping my eyebrows cleaned up, like things like that. So for me, those are things that's important and is the forefront of my Soft Life definition. And I think for Black women, it truly is about giving more to ourselves / catering in a way to feel prioritized, just like I was saying, and loved, and be able to tap into our femininity, because, you know, I feel like sometimes I've experienced where my confidence kind of crosses the line of like masculinity or being over, like operating in an overly masculine energy, which isn't always healthy, because it's like, I forget that like I'm a woman, or actually, I don't forget I'm a woman, but like, I forget that like I love romance. I love relationships. I love love. It's okay to want to desire a relationship and not have the whole, like, quit the stinking thinking of like, I don't need a man, but I want a man instead. And, you know, kind of having that like mental approach is, for me, is healthier, because when you're operating in such a masculine and stiff energy all the time, it's exhausting. It's very tiring and it's very exhausting. Not to mention that we all go through life as it is, like waking up on the wrong side of the bed possibly, or having a bad hair day. Like, those things are naturally going to happen, but it's all about how we respond to that too. And I feel like even in our family generations, like Black women and families are having to naturally hustle more often than others, or like our fellow counterparts. I was talking with my niece a couple weeks ago, and I was telling her about how I feel like our upbringings and like going through college and life after college is totally different than like the girls that went to school with that are white, which is really interesting. And it just, I think more than anything, it boils down to like a cultural, like just type of situation, because like as Black women, you go to college, you date, you have a good time, whatever, you get out of college and you start working and like you find love down the line or like whenever, which I know is different for every person too. And then like some of my white friends that I have, it's like they go through college, they meet their sweetheart in college, they have the wedding like a year after they graduated college, they live together and they start their career, they start having children, families, and it's like love everlasting after that point. So I think it's really interesting how culturally that's a shift for sure. And I will say, like, the whole soft life approach, which, I mean, it's termed different for every person, I guess, but essentially it's has the same basis of more than anything, giving ourselves what we know we want and what we deserve without, quote unquote, feeling bad about it or feeling like we're not, quote unquote, doing enough, maybe. But like, I know even within my family, my sisters, it inspires us to the point to where we don't want to have to be like so gritty about our hustle or even quote unquote like struggle love. And this is a time that I say social media is like positive and beneficial, because conversations are being had, bringing light for like Black women and the Black culture as a whole, what we lack. And I know there's generational curses for every race too, but I would elect to say that I think we could all agree, regardless of your race, that the conversations that are being had since, I would say, probably COVID started within the Black culture, it's enlightened and let in a lot of insight and knowledge about what we have and what we do endure, aside from history books that we learn in school. And a lot of knowledge that's associated with our culture has been shared and continues to be shared, as content, and, you know, just sharing our life experiences as we all do on social media. And I cannot read my handwriting, y'all. Wanting a life of flow and ease and like comfort and embrace isn't a bad thing. And I feel like, because in a way, if as a Black woman you are to say that, you might be deemed as weak or like you don't want to work for things or whatever the case might be. And I think I feel that way because that's just how my experience with life has been, so to speak. I don't know. Then it's kind of weird for me too, because I've always been a hard worker. Like, I think aside from me getting to a certain age and point in life where you understand like, okay, I got to work harder than my counterparts, you know, growing up in agriculture, I think plays a large part, because it instills so much into you that you would never learn otherwise. Hard work, honestly, the work never stops ever, like sun up to sundown. It's an all the time thing. And we should feel comfortable wanting to desire and possess a soft life aesthetic and or what it might look like for us as a whole. And I love the idea of the whole soft life. I think it's great. I think that had it not been for social media, that it probably would not have, you know, emerged in the way that it has. And it's important, because how do we expect for our, you know, our lives and our continuation through life and upbringings to shift or change for the better if we keep with the thinking of hit the ground running and work hard and not take time for yourself. That's just my two cents on that. But I will definitely say that this episode for me was very refreshing, given and considering the challenges that I've been facing as of late. And I am most definitely about to go tap into my soft life and get a pedicure. So this has inspired me to go and do that. And I hope this has like opened up a window or, you know, maybe an approach to life for you that you haven't really, you know, thought about before, or that you've maybe just been like, soft life is an annoying thing to see on social media all the time at this point. But I wish everyone a soft life, a soft day, and be gentle with yourself, be patient, be kind, and yeah. Thank you guys for listening, and I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and it was light for you. And I will talk to you guys in the next one.